You know, in Hawaii, they raise sugar cane and pineapples. And there was a rumor that they were, that the Japs had cut, that is the local Japs, had cut arrows in the sugar cane pointing at Pearl Harbor to help direct the planes there. There was a rumor that in the town of Waiawa, which is just outside of Schofield Barracks, that the streets were running with blood. The Filipinos were killing the Japs. Nothing to that. Nothing to the story about the arrows. There were rumors that people were downtown Honolulu were jumping out of milk trucks and shooting with machine guns. Nothing to that. I had a fellow tell me that should have known better that there were 50 Jap transports offshore. Now you can imagine what impact that would have if there were 50 Jap transports. I don't know how they got there or how they'd have that many there. But he was serious. He said there were 50 Jap transports offshore. So the next thing he expected was these transports would unload their troops and attack the island. I was going out to get some ammunition that night at the ammo dump, and it was dark. And a sentry stopped me, and he said, some Jap paratroops landed here on the golf course. He said, we got some of them, but there's still some of them around. Well, I expected one of them to stick a bayonet in my face at any minute. But of course, there was nothing to it. And later on that night, the skies were just, it was just the greatest fireworks display you ever saw. Tracer bullets firing in the sky. I don't know what they were shooting at, but I don't think it was the Japs. So, it was a hectic time.